Luke chapter 19 and verse 11. As they were listening to these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was about to be immediately manifested. He said, therefore, a certain high-born man went to a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. Having called his own 10 bondmen, he gave to them 10 minas, said to them, trade while I am coming. And his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, we will not that this man should reign over us. It came to pass on his arrival back again, having received the kingdom, that he desired these bondmen to whom he gave the money to be called to him, in order that he might know what everyone had gained by trading. And the first came up, saying, my lord, thy miner has produced 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, thou good bondman, because thou hast been faithful in that which is least, be thou in authority over 10 cities. Second came, saying, my lord, thy miner has made 5 minas. He said also to this one, and thou be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, my lord, lo, there is thy miner, which I have kept laid up in a town. For I feared thee, because thou art a harsh man. Thou takest up what thou hast not laid down, and thou reapest what thou hast not sowed. He says to him, out of thy mouth will I judge thee, wicked bondman. Thou knowest that I am a harsh man, taking up what I have not laid down, and reaping what I have not sowed. Why didst thou not give my money to the bank? I should have received it at my coming with interest. So an impression from this scripture, and perhaps linked a little with what we've already had as to the entrusted deposit for the certain high-born man here entrusted things to his bondman. It's interesting, the background to this parable the Lord tells. It says he was near to Jerusalem, and those that were his followers, they thought that the Lord was going to go up and establish the kingdom and reign. And so the Lord brings in this parable, and he explains to them that in actual fact that's not how it's going to be at all. In actual fact, he's going to go away. He's going to return, but he's going to go away. And in the meantime, his things are to be put into the hands of his bondmen. And they're to care for them, and they're to trade with them. Interesting, too, to see the environment in which this was to take place, because it says that his citizens hated him, sent an embassy after him, saying, we will not that this man should reign over us. So these bondmen were to go out and trade with their master's goods in a very hostile sphere, hostile environment. And that wouldn't have been easy for them. How it links then for us, doesn't it, with the present day. The Lord Jesus has gone on high. He's going to return, and he's going to return soon. And in the meantime, his things have been entrusted to his own. And they're to trade with them and to make gains and to make a return for the Lord. But it's in a hostile environment, very similar to the world in which we live. We're set on every hand, I suppose, with enemies, it's true to say. The devil, the world around us, the flesh within, these are all things that we have to cope with. But it doesn't excuse us. The message here is to trade while I am coming. So it says, having called his own 10 bondmen, he gave to them 10 minas. Each one of them was called, and each one of them was given something by his master. I don't know, I've always imagined that this miner was something small. I suppose the name tends to make us think that way, but if you follow the notes, it would indicate actually that this miner was something quite substantial. One commentator thinks that it was something akin to about 4 months' wages. So this miner was actually something very substantial that was given to his bondman. And I think if we think of this miner as being something from the Lord that's his, that he's given to us, an impression perhaps of himself, and it is of great value. You know, we might not have a very great valuation of the impressions that we have of the Lord, but if they're of him and they're from him, then they are of great value in the light of our sight of heaven.
Mm.
And it's important for us, I think, to understand that what is given to us from the Lord is of great value.
Mm.
And it's for us to understand this and to value it rightly, to have a proper valuation of the things of the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
And so we might say then, well, what then is this mina? Some have thought it might be something like faith. Everyone has been given a measure of faith, that's true. It just speaks to me that this mina would be something that each one of us has been given individually by the Lord, an impression of himself that is ours, that he's given to us. A simple illustration, I think, of what it is. It seems to me that this is what this is speaking of. Something of the Lord and of his people and what is of value to him that we've been given.
Mm.
And so he says that we're to trade with it while I'm coming. And so that means that it has to be put into circulation.
Mm.
It's interesting, this thought of trading, isn't it? We talk about trading in this world. People trade in goods, in products, and people trade in services. And I think in a sense these things have their it's a picture to us of how we're to trade with the Lord's things, you know. An impression of him can be put into service, can be put into activity, be brought in and be shared amongst God's people. It can be put into service.
Mm.
You know, we might have an impression of the Lord Jesus as the one who has met all our need, who's delivered us from the power of sin and Satan and set us free. That might be an impression that we have of him. Well, what do we do with it? We can take it out into the world, can't we? And tell others about this one who has met every need for us and how he can do it for others. Think of the returns that can be achieved through such trading, you know. Eternal results. Wonderful to think of it, you know. You can go out there with the gospel. Tell men of a Saviour who can meet their need as he's met your need. That's trading in that sense, you know. We might have a deep impression, you know, of the Lord's compassion and his kindness and of his love and of his support. We might be able to draw near to someone who's in deep need, you know, in sorrow or in sickness. One of the Lord's people, perhaps, or even someone in the world. We might be able to draw near to them and share this impression that we have of the Lord, you know, and it can build persons up. And that's trading. It can be used, you know. And we might have an impression of a particular glory of the Lord Jesus. And we bring it into the meeting, bring it into a reading or into the morning meeting. And it's taken up by others, you know, and it grows and it sets things on. That's what trading, I believe, is. The things of the Lord Jesus. You know, to have them for ourselves and then we're to put them into circulation so that they might be for the good of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I believe, is what we should be concerned, to be in activity, trading with the things of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day comes, doesn't it? There's a day of reckoning. It says the Lord came back again and the bondmen were called. And this first bondman comes up and he's gained 10 minas. I just love this, you know, the Lord Jesus says, or the Lord of the man says to him, well done, thou good bondman.
Mm.
I don't think that bondman, you know, would have been concerned about the reward that he was going to gain. I think those words from his master would have meant more to him than anything.
Mm.
Lovely to think of that, isn't it? You know, think of at the end of our pathway, hearing those words from the Lord Jesus, well done, thou good and faithful bondman. Isn't that something to be cherished, something to be sought after? To know that we've been here in the service of the Lord and we've done, as one could be said of one, she has done what she could. You know, we've traded with what we have and the Lord has blessed it. Love to think of that. Imagine getting this, just think of getting this acclamation, as it were, from the Lord.
Mm.
Well done, thou good and faithful bondman. And it brings us up onto the sad thought of this unfruitful bondman. What a sad picture he is.
Mm.
It says, you know, that he'd taken the mina. I have kept it laid up in a town.
Mm.
Think of that, you know. This man had absolutely no appreciation whatsoever of the Lord Jesus and of his things. And so, you know, that impression, that treasure, you know, was just kept bound up in a town. No good to him, no good to anybody else, just fruitless. And so when the Lord comes back, it's given to him, you know, as here's thy mina back. Nothing, you know, to show for his trading in the absence of the Lord. What a sad, sad picture this man is, you know. Really, he's just like, he's an unbeliever, really. He has no appreciation of the master whatsoever, and it means nothing to him. And all he can do is keep it bound up in a towel. Well, we need to be careful too that we're not selfish, you know, that we don't keep things to ourselves. Think of having impressions of the Lord Jesus and thinking, oh, that's lovely, but I'll keep that to myself. You know, sometimes we can be like that. You know, if it's taken and it's put into circulation, it can grow for your benefit and for the benefit of others. Lovely to think of that, you know. That's what training does. There's gains made from things being built up and shared with one another. And Master says to him, so, you could at least have given it to the bank and I would have gained something of interest. You know, not only was he unfruitful, he was lazy too. And that's a challenge to us, isn't it, you know. The word here is to go out and to trade. We need to be stirred up, I believe. We'd be encouraged to be stirred up into activity and service for the Lord Jesus in the time of his absence, so that we might be able to cherish something of those precious words. Well done, our good and faithful bondman. I believe there's a real need today to be active in the service of the Lord and in relation to his things. May we be encouraged in this, for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.